Acknowledgements. I am grateful beyond language, beyond sense, beyond linearity. When I reach into the gratitude I feel to try to parse it out into individual thank yous, it overflows out my eyes and explodes and makes a ruin of me. What follows is my best attempt to write it down. I don't know how to thank Stina French enough. Stina, I could not have dreamed of an editor who would hold my words with such love, such reverence, and such a rigorous commitment to making them everything they could be. With you holding my hand, grabbing my ass, and dancing by my side all this time, this weird, beautiful gay raving, this thing that is coming through us and changing us as it comes, is finally happening, and I'm so grateful for your collaboration, your talent, and your simping. To the other half of Listen to Your Skin Press, Evie, thank you for dealing with my spreadsheets and for always being a light in my day. There is nothing in my life for which I don't have my family at the Rev to thank, and the beloved partners who have been the source of endless beauty and joy in every day of my gay little life. Without your collaboration, your patience, and your unwavering resolve to keeping it silly, all of my dreams would have stayed in the dream world. In particular, I want to thank Rue for putting your collar on me and for all the different things that has meant over the last 15 years. For reading me to sleep when the nightmares threaten, for holding me tight, for every time since 2010 that you have resisted the urge to stick your finger in my mouth while I'm yawning, and the times that you haven't, and for that particularly good Bag and Barta 2 nights ago. Cal, thank you for helping with the title and for all of the ways you inspire and dare me to get weirder and braver and gayer. For every poem that explodes through me every time you touch me, for your magic and your escalation and your revelatory kisses. My endless thanks and love to Vanessa for the mushrooms, for the comradeship, and for promising to take me out back and shoot me if I turn evil. Sonar, thank you for telling me the abyss isn't real and for showing me how to feel that the abyss isn't real. Thank you for always managing to act impressed when I figure out the stuff you've been trying to tell me for years, and for all of the ways you show up with me and for me with your whole heart. Thank you to my beloved enormous frog, Emily Labenko, for being the only person I could possibly ask to make the cover for this. Ever since we were drinking corn whiskey and reading tarot and doodling together in the Boy Scout cabins at World Fellowship, we have been on the path to this, and my heart is overflowing that we both made it here. Thank you to Auntie Kate, Alana June, Saray, Kates, Taya, Caroline, Kat, and Bear for receiving my words with love and making me cry in return. I didn't know when I sent this manuscript out if anyone was going to get what I was trying to do. And I can't believe how blessed I am that you all took it, got it instantly, and expanded it into beautiful connection. Thank you to the writing groups and workshops and partners that have given me space to play, Kat and the Trans Poetry Workshop gang from back in the day, the These Rooms crew, the ISLians and Goblin Sharks, the Queer Poets Society, and my best beloved Kat. Let's keep doing this forever. Thank you to Sarah Eileen for pouring your magic into the Song of Songs with me and for loaning me your button maker. And to Jackson and everyone else who has participated in bringing the Kickstarter campaign and the book tour and all the attendant mishigas into this world. Thank you to the Faggots Against Empire, the Crying Nazi Dinner Theater crew, and all my beloveds working tirelessly to bring about a free Palestine in our lifetimes. And to Rosa, Taya, Alana June, Nomi, and all the priestesses, priestexes, lay leaders, Kohanot, teachers, and unhinged mystics lighting the way. And my undying love and gratitude to everyone who receives deranged 3 a.m. signal messages from me about my grand unified theory of Antifa cocksuckerism. I value your presence in my life and your willingness to yes and with me more than I can say.